Thank you for calling Tridonti Painting.
Tridonti Painting.
Oh, hi, Allison. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so sorry. That's okay. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. It looks like there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I thought we canceled you guys a while back.
It shows in the notes that the account was canceled, but you chose to keep the website tricountypaintingandhomeremodeling.com. And that's just $29 a month for the hosting of the site. So that's the payment we're having trouble with. And by the way, you're still getting a lot of activity through this call tracking number and through the website. I saw,
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're getting calls. The most recent lead was the one from Samantha Kuzmich on 2155 Hummer Lake Road in Ortonville. She put, "We would like a quote to have flooring installed in our living room, dining room, mudroom, downstairs bathroom. We would also like to have some drywall repaired in that bathroom and in the mudroom and the bathroom painted." So typically a website in and of itself doesn't bring people clients, so I always caution people that when they cancel the program and they keep the site. But at the same token, it's nearly 2025 and every business out there needs a site anyway. You know what I mean? So
that's what your
$29 plan is for. It's just for the hosting of the site. I don't know if you've looked at the site at any time during the month, but right now there's a big orange banner at the top.
No, because I thought it was gone.
Oh, that's so fun. No, it's still active. The site's up and running. So you can pull it up right now if you like, but you'll see that orange banner up there saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through, you know, but a lot of people see that and then they don't like it because, you know, they say, oh, it looks like I'm out of business or something, you know.
Right. Yeah. Okay. My husband's not home right now. He's actually getting my truck oil changed.
Question. We have the number ending in 9207 and the one ending in 8340. Does this call tracking number forward to your number or to his?
I am not 100% sure.
Which line are you on right now?
Because
we get or the 9207.
Yeah.
The 8340. Okay.
8340.
Yeah, because they sent you a text with that lead when it came in. I was looking and the text messages are set up to go to the 8340 number. So it could be that your husband doesn't know that you're getting anything out of the site, you know, because he's not getting the text messages. But it's showing that you are getting text messages coming to the 8340
well,
number.
Well, this is the problem. When we get those,
mm-hmm.
and they come from out of state,
mm-hmm.
we've gotten in the past, like spam things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to ignore anything like that. Like
okay.
they want work done, but.
What about the lady from Ortonville? How far away is that from you?
Literally, I grew up in Ortonville.
Oh, okay.
They're about 10 minutes away.
Okay, good. So that was a good lead, it sounds like, and hopefully you guys followed up on it and got that job. I don't know if it rings a bell or not, but that's the nice thing about having an active website is, number one, if people find you, they have a way to contact you if they need your service, right? Either they click to call you or they call you directly, or they go to your website
right.
and fill out that form, which is what Samantha did, and then you get the job that way. Secondly, a website will help you get jobs from other sources, obviously, because, you know, I had a guy call me several months ago, and he said, you know, can you help me open the lead that's on my site? I can't open it. And I said, okay. and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said, that's the strangest thing, because that lead, he remembered, didn't come to him from Google. He had hired a lead service, and he's like, I went out and bid on it, but it wasn't from Google. And I told him, guess what happened after he went out and bid on that job? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a credible website and nice things being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. You know what I mean? So that's the nice thing.
Yeah.
You know, the $29 package is, number one, it's super affordable to keep a website up and running. But secondly, you'll find a job from other sources from it, you know? So.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking it's like, you know, what, $150? And crap like that?
No,
that's
no.
My
initially,
husband said, cancel
I think,
it.
Yeah, you guys paid initially $249 a month, and then you went down to $129 monthly, which was removing the Facebook ads. And then back in February,
yeah,
it went
that was ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of people, I tell them, you don't even need the Facebook ads after the first couple of months. They're great in the beginning to jumpstart the profile and get you some results quicker. But once you're ranking on Google, you don't even need those. But, yeah, you're definitely still getting activity from the site just with that $29 plan. And just to let you know, the last credit card we had on file was in your name, and it was a Visa ending in 3956. And it's saying that that was a lost stolen card. So I think maybe the bank sent you a new one or something. So one thing I can do to help you out, Allison, is your billing is on the 30th, and I know it's only $29, but I hate to have, you know, someone have two payments so close together. So what I could do is if you could get that past due payment up to speed, I could then push the next one out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full until January 20th. And then moving forward, that $29 just runs on the 20th of each month rather than the 30th. So we eliminate the one payment that would have been due on the 30th. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're awesome.
Oh, thanks, Allison. That's so sweet. I don't mind helping out, because I think for you guys there was just some miscommunication, or you didn't understand that it was just the website that that you were keeping. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you have the new card on you now? Because I can update it.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So question there, is the billing address for the new card still the 5710 Metamora Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it is 4347.
Okay.
6902.
Got it.
6840.
Okay.
5471.
And expiration?
0929.
And then the code?
205.
205. Okay. So I will get your authorization and then push that next billing out to January 20th. And let me just make sure here. Okay, good. I got the green light for you, so you're good to go there. And then if you have any questions down the road, Allison, feel free to call us. Do you want me to send another login to the dashboard to you just so that you could go on and see the activity that you're getting?
Yeah, because I kind of lost it.
Of course. Yeah, I don't blame you. You probably thought you weren't even using this anymore. So even though you only have the website hosting now, it will still track if someone calls from it or a lead comes in. So it's important to, you know, have that login. So I'll send you that.
Yeah.
And then secondly, even though we're not managing the Google listing for you anymore, we've already created that for your business, and you keep that. So, you know, it's always good to work on getting another 5-star rating on it here and there. So I'll send you a second email that will help you with that. It'll say learn how to get more reviews, and it'll help you get more ratings up on your Google page, okay?
Okay, yeah, because, you know, winter time's kind of like our slowest time of the year. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, it might be a good time for you to kind of use that link then and, you know, send it to some of your past and present clients, you know. And how it works is it'll say, thank you for using Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling. If you're happy with our service, click here. And then when the clients click it to leave a review, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do mm-hmm. it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to achieve that, you know, a higher rating on Google.
Oh, I've had a couple of people on
yep.
my Google.
You do. I'm looking at it right now. You have four yeah. reviews on there, and they're uh-huh. mostly impeccable. There's one guy that left a 2-star rating 5 months ago, which brings the overall down to 4.3. But a good way to combat that is you've already replied to it, which is good. Secondly is work on getting some more 5 stars here and there, and then that will, you know, decrease the relevancy of that one guy that left the 2 stars, and pretty soon it's not even relevant at all anymore because it's pushed so far down on the page, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, question.
Mm-hmm.
For our customers that we do work on, and we ask them to put a review,
mm-hmm.
Do you guys have cards made for something like that?
No, there's not a card, but what I sent you in that email is a link, and that email also triggers a text message. So you should have also gotten a text message from me that says, oh, now the text messages are going to the 9207 number. So let me fix that.
That's my husband.
So let me fix that. I'm going to resend it so that you get it. So the idea behind this, and I know this because I'm in internet marketing and I know how important reviews are to a business, is sometimes I have a good experience with a business and I tell them, I'm so happy and I'm going to go home and write you a 5-star rating. But once I'm outside of that moment, that idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know
yeah.
what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, you know? So the nice
like,
thing about
what happened?
Right, exactly. It's not that I intentionally forget to do it, but I forget about it after the, you know what I mean? So that's why this works so well.
I'm in the same boat as you. Same boat. Let me tell you.
Yeah, and sometimes it's funny because like 2 months will go by and then I'll remember, oh my gosh, I forgot to write, you know, and then I feel bad. I'm like, I told this guy, you know, I was going to do it and I'm just getting around to it now. But that's why this tool works so well. Is the person's already in their email, they see your Google link, they click on it, and it automatically takes them there. So it's so simple, that's why most people will do it. So if you have any
right.
past or present clients that you have their email, you can just copy and paste the email and send it to them, and it'll help them, you know, get onto the Google page and write the review. In the event that you don't have their email, I just sent you the review link also on your text message. So same thing. You can copy and paste the review link and send it to them in a text message, and then they can go on there and write a review. And what our clients love about this tool is that you're in control of it. So let's say somewhere along the line you have some, you know, client that's disgruntled and they're not happy with your service. Obviously, don't send it to that guy.
right, exactly.
So he's not going to write something new. Only send it to the one that you're confident will write something nice about you.
Right, yeah.
Makes sense? Yeah.
People
okay.
who give up 5 stars instead of 0.
Exactly. And you can tell, you know, in business who they are. You know, there's always going to be those, you know, ones. I know that there's a lot of impeccable companies around us. Yep. And so, yeah, when you can kind of tell someone's happy, just kind of, you know, forward it to them and you'll get some more 5 stars here and there. You have a 3-star rating on your Yelp listing. We didn't create that, but just be mindful of that. You might want to start working on getting some more 5-star Yelp reviews too to kind of, you know, eliminate. Let's see if that's
my husband
either.
Didn't want to pay for Yelp.
No, you don't have to pay for Yelp to get more reviews on it. All you have to do is kind of create a similar email where you link the Yelp page to it for a review rather than the Google page. And then when you get a happy client, they'll go on there and they'll write a 5-star. And again, the idea behind it is to reduce the relevancy of those, because these are like ancient history to me. I see from 2015, 2017, 2021, three people left you a 1-star rating. So, you know, that could be affecting
you.
How
could that happen? Because I've just been in business for next year, be going on 2 years.
Do you think that, let's see, maybe this
maybe
is
my husband?
You know what? This is a different Tri-County Painting. They're in a 951 area code. So I think what's happening is if somebody, Googles for your service and, they put in Tri-County Painting and Home Remodeling and they're close to you, it pulls up your correct Google listing. But then it pulls up that other company's Yelp listing, which is not good because it says they're in Riverside, California, and that wouldn't be associated
and
with
ours
you.
Says Metamora.
Yeah, let me look. There's another Yelp listing that has a 5-star rating. Let's see. No, that one's in
Do you think we can change up my website?
Sure. Yeah, so any revisions that you make to the site, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So what you can do is you can go on to the dashboard, which is that email that I sent you with the login, and there's a tag at the top that says business information. Once you click on that, it'll take you to a page where you can upload new photos, you can change the logo, change your description, and any revisions that you make through that page, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Awesome. Okay. Crap.
Let me just
I did
make
not
sure
know that.
If the emails are coming to you, so that you have, is it tricountypainting2023@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. So you should have everything you have in those emails. I resent the review email twice. So you'll have two of those. You can disregard one of them, but the reason I sent it the second time was to trigger the text message to come to you, so that you have that review link on your text message as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you're all set, Allison. Thank you for updating that, and have a really great weekend coming up, too.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.